So pray in silence.
请大家低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us begin the morning, the first hour service.
奉主耶稣的圣名，让我们开始我们今天第一个正道。
And let's sing him 355.
请大家唱诗355首。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak that.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我开始正道。
This morning I'd like to share this topic, the motherhood behind his son Jacob.
今天我想要跟大家分享这个主题，就是在儿子雅各身后的母亲。
Many times we talk about the Jacob.
很多时候我们讨论到雅各的时候。
Because Jacob is the son of Isaac, so Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, these three are very famous in the Bible.
在圣经里面呢，那个雅各是非常有名的，因为他是以撒的儿子，那以撒又是亚伯拉罕的儿子，所以这三代呢，在圣经上是很重要的。
And sometimes we find out that the who is behind that.
那有时候就思考一下说，那在背后有什么样的人物呢？
Abraham is the we call the father of faith.
那我们都说亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
Of course, Abraham is the really we can learn from him.
那当然我们可以从亚伯拉罕身上学到很多。
He followed what God says, so he moved from Ur and Haran and up to reach to the promised land.
那他就是听从了神的话，所以从那个乌尔到哈兰，然后最后定要到往那个迦南地区。
And during the journey, and also the, during the his life in the in the land of Canaan, his wife Sarah support him.
那即便是他在迦南的生活呢，他的妻子莎拉也是很支持他。
The many times the Bible focuses on man's life.
那在圣经上面，很多时候呢，都是专注在男人。
But many times there's a behind, there's a woman.
但是在男人的背后，总是有一个女人。
Sometimes there's a wife.
有时候是妻子。
And sometimes there's a mother behind.
有时候是母亲。
So they really help a lot for their part, so that their son or their husband's life to be, their life to be glorified the name of God.
那在他们的男人荣耀神的这个背后呢，这些妻子或是母亲都有相当重要的角色。
Sometimes we can call them as like a hidden hero.
那有时候我们可以说他们是隐藏的英雄。
And so once we look at Isaac's wife.
那我们先看看以撒的妻子。
And she, because Abraham determined to choose the his son's Isaac's wife, and the same people and live in the Haran.
那本来的那个亚伯拉罕的意思是说，他要让那个以撒娶那个住在哈兰地的。
So Genesis chapter 24, here Abraham he sent his servant.
那所以在那个创世纪第二十四章的时候，亚伯拉罕送。把他的仆人给送走。
And make sure he choose his wife, choose his son's wife, Isaac, to be the one of his one of household.
然后他要确定说他的那个以撒的妻子是他们自己本家家族里选出来的。
It was amazing because Abraham trusted this servant to send him, and then to find out the wife for his sons.
所以其实有一方面很不可思议的是，亚伯拉罕这么的信任他的仆人，要他的仆人来替他挑选他儿子的妻子。
We find out why Abraham trust this servant because this servant has a great faith.
那我们待会可以了解到为什么亚伯拉罕这么的信任他的仆人，因为这个仆人对神有很大的信心。
So Abraham gave ten horses and send him to the Mesopotamia.
然后他就是
the ten, not the horses, but the camel.
Camel. 哦，所以他就是给仆人十只骆驼，要带到那个那边是哪边？找他的妻子去。
Now,
到美索不达米亚。
Yeah, nowadays it's at that time it's Mesopotamia, but.、Yeah.
Right. 就是到美索不达米亚去找他的找儿子的妻子。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis chapter 24.
那我们现在来看看《创世纪》第二十四章。
Genesis chapter 24 from verse 10.
从第十节开始，《创世纪》二十四章第十节。
Then the servant took the 10 camels from the camel of his master and set out with the variety of good things of his master in his hands, and he arose and went to the Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahal, verse 11.
11节.
And he made a camel kneel down outside the city by the well of water, and evening time, the time when the woman go out to draw water, 12.
12节.
And he said, Lord, the God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today, and show a loving kindness to my master Abraham. Verse 13.
13.
Behold, I am standing by the spirit, by the spring, and the daughters of the man of the city, and coming out of the draw water. Verse 14.
14.
Now may be the girl whom I say, please let down your jar so that I may drink, and who answer, drink, and I will water and your camel also. May she be the one whom thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and by this I shall know that thou hast shown loving kindness to my master. And here the Abraham sent his servant with the 10 camels, with a lot of goods, the one who choose to be chosen later for the wife of his sons, so they give all the presents, so they bring this woman back. So Abraham sent his servant in this way.
所以这是亚伯拉罕把他仆人送走的方式，他给他十匹骆驼，又带了各样的财物，准备让仆人 替他去找以撒的妻子，然后找到了以后呢，就把这些财物都送给他们。
And he was sent that he find out this well, so he kneeled down there and then he prayed to God.
那仆人后来到一个地方，看到一口井，他在那里跟神祷告。
He prayed that there is one of the daughter came out, and then I asked her to get some water. Then this woman says not only for him, but he can draw the water for all the camels, and then this is the one that God arranged for my master's son's wife, so that I will know that this is the one. He prayed to God.
所以仆人是这么祷告的。仆人说，他说我在这口井啊，如果看到一个女子，我跟她要水喝的话，她不止给我水喝，她还会给我的骆驼喝水。那神，那我就知道这样的就表示我可以把她带回去。
After right away the prayer, and then this one lady came out.
那他祷告以后，马上就有一个女子来了。
And her name is introduced verse 15, says Rebecca.
那在十五节也讲到这个女子名叫利百加。
And then according to verse 16, says that the girl was beautiful, virgin, and no man had a relationship with her. So she's the great candidate.
那十六节里面讲到这个女子容貌极美，然后处还是处女，也从未有人亲近她。她来到井这里来了。
Of course, the verse 16 he mentioned about this outer appearance.
那十六节里面讲的当然就是外在的美貌。
But the thing is, the servants continue to see not the outer appearance, but her character.
那但是仆人看到的不只是她外表的美貌，还看到她的内心。The
verse 17 here says, then the servant ran to the meter and said, please let me drink a little water from your jar.
那在十七节里面就讲到这个仆人上去迎着他说，请你将瓶里的水给我一点。And
she right away she said, drink, my lord.
那女子就说，主，请喝。
And she quickly lowered her jar to her hands and gave him a drink.
然后急忙拿下瓶来托在手上给他喝。But
we can see find out her kindness.
那我们从这里可以看到他的心肠。This
this servant is a stranger.
因为这个仆人对他来说其实是个陌生人。
Don't have to show this kind of such a great kindness to him.
你其实不用对他这么的好。But
this woman, the Rebecca, has such kind of a heart that even to show us kindness to the stranger there.
但是这个女子的心肠这么的好，对这个仆人就是陌生人非常的好。And
also the actions, there's no hesitations.
而且在行动上面，她也毫不犹豫。
And then verse 19.
那来看看十九节。
Now when she had finished giving him a drink, she said, I will draw also for your camel until they have finished drinking.
那这个女子在十九节就说，我再为你的骆驼打水，叫骆驼也喝水。
In verse 19, this is amazing because she knows he has a camel, and then she offer, I will draw the water and I give water to this camel to finish drinking.
那这其实是很不可思议，这个女子呢， 不只是给仆人喝水，他还看到他有骆驼，还要替骆驼打水喝。
You think about the 10 camels. There's a lot of camels.
你想想看，有十只的骆驼是很多的。
Now we know because each camel drink a lot of water.
而且我们也知道，骆驼一只骆驼都会喝很多的水。
It's not like you know the dog just a little bit of licking the water.
你并不是像狗，就是在一个小碗里面舔水喝。
We know that the servant of the Abraham made a long journey from the land of Canaan all the way to the Mesopotamia.
我们知道这个。仆人呢是从亚伯拉罕那边是很遥远的地方一直来到这里的。
It's not like nowadays there's a lot of water everywhere. It's not that.
也不是像我们现在这个年代到处都有水可以喝。
But ten of them, the camels, she willing to offer, let all these camels to be drink.
然后十头的骆驼这个女子居然会自愿替她这些动物打水。
She had this character.
她就有这样的性格。
The serving character.
这种服侍人的性格。
The willing to offer to the strangers, ten camels, so let all of them to be draw the water, so drink them all.
然后愿意能帮助这个仆人。然后帮助仆人骆驼们有水喝。
So verse 20.
那看二十节。
So she quickly emptied her jar into the trough and ran back to the well to draw, and she drew for all his camels.
二十节说她急忙把瓶里的水倒在槽里，又跑到井旁打水，就为所有的骆驼打上水来。
So we find out this woman, this woman's character.
那我们又可以在这里看到她的性格。
This woman's spirit.
她是很有热忱的。
Amazing that she really not only went, can I some drink? And said, yes, Lord, you can drink. After let him to drink, and then she offered all ten of them to let them to finish the drinking.
她不只是在仆人跟她要水喝的时候，她还说没问题，我可以给你打水，还帮仆人的骆驼们打水，给所有的骆驼喝水。
Verse 20 also mentioned about the quickly, which is a very determined.
那在二十节没有说这个女子急忙的把瓶里的水，所以表示她的心里的热切。
Verse 21, this servant watch over his or her character.
那这个仆人呢，就在二十一节就讲到哈，有观察到这个女子的性格。
Verse 21 is meanwhile the man was gazing at her in silent.
那二十一节就说，那人定睛看她，一句话也不说。
So the servant observed her personal character.
所以这个仆人呢，就是非常的细心观察这个女子的个性。
And then to know whether the Lord had made her journey successful or not.
然后要确定神到底有没有赐她通达的道路。
But after the servant find out this is the one that God arranged for his master's son's wife.
那最后仆人就相信了。这个女子就是神安排要给以撒作为妻子的女子。
It was amazing.
这是很不可思议的。
And this lady's the character.
这位女子很有性格。
Such kind character.
她有很慈悲的心肠。
The helping others.
热忱助人。
The willing to offer.
愿意给予。
So that help that let the person to be satisfied.
然后让别人能够得到满足。
So we find out this Rebecca is, you know, one of the great characters. She has this kind of kindness and determined to help other characters.
那我们知道这个利百加的性格，她是有很好的心肠，然后也有决心要帮助别人。
Actually, this is one of the character of Jesus Christ.
那其实这些性格主耶稣都有。
When Jesus came to this world, not to be served, but to serve others.
因为主耶稣来到这个世界上是来服侍众人。
And he willing to offer his life to be ransom for many.
他愿意献上他的生命，成为解救众人的赎价。
So we can learn from this precious character.
那我们从这些性格都可以学到很多。
I hope that we also have the same character like Rebecca has this.
那希望我们能够都有像利百加这样子的性格。
We know that we understand the preaching the gospel.
那我们当然知道在传福音方面。
The preaching the gospel need this kind of a positive and also willing to help others kind of spirit.
我们传福音呢，需要有这些正面而且喜欢助人的热忱跟心态。
Though I find that once we go out to preach, once we are helping others, it requires a positive way to help.
那当我们出去传福音帮助别人的时候，我们需要一种很正面的精神。
One time, because we know a few Sunday, we hand out a flyer to the Chinatown.
那前几天我们在中国城就发送传单。
We just give others, let them to let them to come to this our spiritual convocation.
我们就到处发传单，邀请大家来我们这一次的灵恩布道会。
Because many people they're negative too.
那也有很多人是很负面的。
Sometimes discouraged too.、Right?
有时候觉得很气馁。
But we're willing to offer and willing to give our show our kindness.
但是我们愿意奉献，我们愿意付出我们的慈悲。
So as the people come to the Lord.
那希望他们能够来到主前。
That's one of Rebecca's character.
这就是利百加他的性格。
It's not they reach our hands to us, but we reach our hands to them first.
不是说我们等着别人过来，而是我们要主动的先伸出援手。
So we can learn the very precious this character.
那我们可以从这个感觉到这个性格的珍贵。
And Jacob also is alive. He has the same character that he learned from his mother.
那雅各呢，也是有从他母亲身上学到一样的性格。
It was amazing because when he ran away from his brother.And then he moved to his uncle's place.
那其实很不可思议，雅各他那时候从他兄弟之间逃跑到他叔伯那边去的时候。
And he worked for his wife for 7 years.
那他其实为他的妻子在他的那个叔叔家工作七年。
His uncle lied to him, so turned out to becomes 14 years.
然后结果这个舅舅骗了他，就一工作了14年。
Of course, his wife supposed to be one, but turned to be two.
结果本来要娶的一个妻子，就变成娶了两个妻子。
I don't know this is the blessing or not.
我其实不大确定这个是福气还是不是。
But that was God's arrangement.
但是也是神的安排。
That's how he can have twelve sons later.
这就是为什么他之后可以有12个。
The thing is, he willing to serve his uncle.
他愿意在那个妻子的爸爸家工作。
Without a complaint, he served his uncle for 14 years.
他完全没有怨言。
And I think this Jacob's life.
那我们看看雅各的一生。
Is serving spirit.
他就是一种服侍的精神。
And instead of he think about himself, but think about others first.
那他总是不会先想到自己，都先想到别人。
Actually, you find out that Jacob's his personality, his very self-centered life actually.
那你如果想想看他那雅各的个性，其实他是蛮自我的。
But he such kind of a person God molded him to be like a Christ.
但是呢，神却磨练他，让他能够与基督一般的形象。
In such way he can molded himself this spirit, I'm sure it came from his mother.
那他这个性格的形成呢，我们可以想象是从他母亲那边来的。
Willing to help others.
这种愿意去帮助别人的心。
And also that we find out this Genesis chapter 24.
那我们也在这创世纪24章里面看到。
This servant wants to go back to his masters after this overnight, right away.
那这个仆人呢，他想要连夜就赶回去他主人那里。
But then his mother, father, and all the her brothers kind of feel sorry. So we can ask her.Since a servant wants to go back to the master,
那在这边呢，那个利百加的那个爸妈跟那个兄弟们，他们就不大就觉得说，这个仆人急着要赶回去了。
And but then they says because the servant insists wants to go back.
那他们想说，既然仆人这么的坚持
，So that they ask now we have to ask her.
那现在我们就得问利百加的意愿了。
But she willing to go.
但是她是愿意跟着走的。
And let's look at the chapter 24.
那我们来看一下创世纪24章24节。
Verse from let's see the verse from 50. 50.
那我们看50节，24章创世纪24章50节。
Then the Laban and the Bethuel answered and said, "The matter comes from the Lord, so we cannot speak to you the bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before you. Take her and go, and let her be the wife of your master's son, as the Lord has spoken."
那50跟51节是这么说的：拉班和比士利回答说，这事乃出于神，我们不能向你说好说歹。51节，看了、啊、利百加在你面前，可以将他带去，照着神所说的，给你主人的儿子为妻。
57.
然后57节
they say, ，We will call the girl and consult her wish.
然后57节，他们就说，我们把女子叫来问问她。
Because the family wants to let her to stay and then about 10 days, verse 55 says that.
因为这女子的家人呢希望能够在女子可以再多留个十日。
So now it's Rebecca's answer turned to be the decision whether she can stay 10 more days, 10 days with the family or she can go with the servant to the Abraham.
所以他们现在想说问问这个利百加这个女子她自己是想要再多留个十天呢还是她现在就连夜要赶回去
So that's a family ask her to make a decision.
所以这家人要她做决定
Verse 58.
那我们来看五十八节
We go with this man and she said, I will go.
那五十八节他们问她这利百加说你跟这人同去吗她说我去
Verse 59.
五十九节
They send away their sister Rebecca and her nurse with Abraham's servant and his man.
那五十九节就说他们打发妹子利百加和她的乳母同亚伯拉罕的仆人并跟从仆人的都走了
We find out this, you know, this young girl
我们看看这个年轻的女子
She determined to go right away
她其实是下定的决心马上就要走
Then, So far she lived with her for family whole rest the before whole life
你想想看她自出生以来一直就住在他们这家人
Of course nowadays it's a go and come back is very easy because transportation is very good nowadays
比方说像现在这个年代我们要去拜访人来来去去很方便
But this time once she left her family then no more can see them
但是在利百加的年代呢她一旦走了可能很难就再回来见她的家人了
Maybe this is the last moment she can see her old family
那可能这就是她能够跟她家人 一块同聚的最后机会
Abraham's servants insist I want to go next morning
那但是那个亚伯拉罕的仆人坚持他那个第二天就得走
But this time this lady Rebecca answer is I will go
那利百加就说我跟着走
This is a strong determination
这是一个很强烈的信心他的决心
Sometimes we think about our Christian life
那我们想想我们的基督生活
How we can make our Christian life to be successful
我们要让我们怎么样基督徒的生活能够成功呢
Such a determined mind
就是这种决心
Such kind of commitment
这种毅力
During the time of Jesus, we find out when he called his disciple.
那我们想想那时候主耶稣选召门徒的时候。
Jesus never come to the man and trying to convince, you know, to convince the person to follow Jesus.
主耶稣都不需要托人，然后设法要说服他跟随他。
Jesus look at the world over them.
他只就对他们看了看几眼，然后把他们叫过来跟随我。
Very simple word, follow me.
就很简单的三个字跟随我
Those who follow Jesus Christ
那就这样就跟随的人
They become a great apostle
他们后来就是很
Of course there's a lot of things entangled already in their life
那当然那时候很多他们在日子里面就已经生活上很多的事情比方说父母啊
Parents and the family
或者是家庭啊
Their own job
他们自己的工作
A lot of issues that already connecting with their life.
那很多的事情都已经生活都已经跟他们牵扯在一起。
But Jesus said, "Follow me."
但主耶稣一句话，跟随我。
So those who follow him.
那些这样就跟随他的人。
And God trained them.
然后神就磨练他们。
To be his disciple.
让他成为神的门徒。
Sometimes we hesitate our heart.
有时候我们心里犹豫。
Whether I have to believe in God.
啊，我大概就一定要这么离开吗
？Sometimes. Sometimes we think that whether I want to truly commit my life to God.
我真的一定要这样奉献给神吗
？Sometimes we come to the Lord, we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
那我们在这个主耶稣的名内受洗。
But still, in a sense, we hesitate.
我们还是犹豫。
Should I have to really positively involve, you know, church and my life truly life of prayer, and then I myself.Sometimes there's hesitation.
我们生活一定要因此改变吗？我一定就要祷告吗？我一定要叫来教会做圣工吗
？There's a lot of things you can consider.
其实有很多事情你可以顾虑。
Sometimes there's a job issue.
可以顾虑到工作。
Once you take this job, then a lot of income.
因为我如果接受这个工作，我钱很多。
There's many kind of issue.
很多很多的课题。
What is the priority?
那你要怎么样取舍？
So the Christian who's the one make a successful Christian life?
那什么样的人会有成功的基督化的生活
？True commitment.
就是你要毅力，要投入。
I thought about why the Apostle Paul became a great apostle.
那保罗为什么最后是变成很
？When he find out Jesus in his life.
因为他 找到了耶稣基督。
He never hesitated himself.
他一直都没有犹豫。
He turned around right away. He holding Jesus in his life.
他马上转身把主耶稣视作自己生命。
He give up everything that what he has ravished, that what all his positions, his status, what he hold has before.
他放弃了他所有拥有的一切，他的身份地位，他的财产。
But he wants to hold Jesus in his life.
因为他想要视基督为生命。
So God, we understand why God blessed him so much.
那我们就可以理解为什么主耶稣基督这么的赐福给他。
In a sense, his life in this world is, you know, kind of become like a list in this world.
在某方面来说，他后来的生活呢，在这个世界上的眼光是微不足道的。
But in the eyes of God, he became a true apostle at that time.
但是在神的眼里，他成为了真正的使徒。
Hope that your Christian, our Christian life to be have a such kind of a spirit like a Rebecca has.
那希望我们在基督化的生活里面，我们能有像利百加这样的精神。
Ten days.
十天。
She can stay with the family for 10 days.
她可以跟她的家人一起再聚十天。
But she willing to follow the servant of Abraham is a priority at that time.
但是她觉得跟随仆人回到亚伯拉罕那里是最重要的事情。
We find out her such a great character.
我们看到她这个很强烈的性格。
The、determination.
她的决心。
Our goal.
他的目标。
You know the one we see the life of in the book of Ruth, a book of Ruth.
在路德记里面有提到。
As at that time, her husband is already passed away.
那时候他的先生已经过世了。
And also her sister-in-law already left.
那他的那个 sister-in-law, 他的姐姐嫂嫂
now
离开了。
Now is only is a mother-in-law and herself.
那只有岳母 mother-in-law, 还有她自己婆婆。
And then she also, her mother-in-law says, you go back to your people.
那她婆婆都还跟路德说，你还是回去你的家乡吧。
And Naomi says, go back.
那我就叫你不要在这里走吧。
But Ruth determined.
但是路德很有决心。
She cling to her.
她紧守在婆婆身边。
I will go with you.
我会跟你一起走。
Wherever you guys go,
不管你去哪。
Your people to be my people.
你的家族人就是我的。
Where you die, I die there to myself.
你如果在哪里死，我也在哪里。
Such kind of determination.
是这样子的决心。
That makes her life to totally change later on.
后来呢，对她后面的半生有极大的影响。
She's a Gentile. She's a part Moabite.
她其实是一个外邦人。
But such make the determination follow her.Mother-in-law.
但是呢，她有这个决心要跟随她的婆婆。
She and then end up to be she's the mother of the David to be.
后来她就是那个大卫的祖先。
That was a great blessing she received.
这就是对她来说很大的。
Not only that she find out the great husband in her life.
她后来不止找到了一个好的先生。
Her life is changed.
她的生活完全改变。
Her life was blessed.
她的生活受到了祝福。
Not only she also have she become part of the chosen race.
那她自己呢，最后变成是被拣选的人中的一个。
That we can learn from the Rebecca.
我们也需要在利百加身上学习。
If we want to be a good Christian, if we want to be the one who please God,
我们如果要成为一个好的基督徒，能够取悦神的话
，we need a strong determination.
我们需要很强烈的决心。
So that we can we follow Jesus alone.
所以我们可以跟随耶稣。
And Jesus asking us how can we be obtain the eternal life?
因为耶稣有时候教导我们怎么样得到永生。
Love your God.Love your neighbor as yourself.
爱你的神，爱人如己。
Jesus asking us a positive way to commitment to our life to the Christ.
那主耶稣教导我们用正面的态度，让我们能够投入在基督化生活中。
Sometimes we think that, you know, sometimes we look at our life.
有时候我们看看我们自己的生活。
Why our life is sometimes so weak?
有时候我们的生活觉得说怎么这么的软弱。
Is it because of God?
是因为神的关系吗？
Oh, because of ourselves.
应该是我们自己。
Because our weakness.
我们的软弱。
Maybe we have to reflect ourselves. Maybe our commitment, our determination is not enough.
我们要自己反省，是不是我们自己的决心跟毅力不够。
The Rebecca has such a great point that she had.
那利百加是一个很好的模范。
And once you find out later when she led her second son, the Jacob to receive the blessing from her husband.
后来我们可以看到利百加让他的第二个儿子雅各要受到他父亲的祝福。
At that time, Jacob was advanced aged.
那时候雅各已经成年。
So he wants to bless the first son, the Esau.
他想要祝福他的长那个以撒想要祝福他的长子。
So he asked the first son to go out and hunt, so that you can catch the animal, bring to me, and make good dishes, so that I can bless you fully.
所以以撒就是叫他的长子出去打猎，然后有那个动物来奉献来，然后可以做这个祝福。
At that time, Rebecca heard.
那利百加那时候听到了。
And then she determined to this blessing goes to the Jacob.
但是利百加呢，他下定决心要把这个祝福呢不给那长子。
So, many times we saying that like a Jacob, he lied to his father.
有时候我们觉得说啊，雅各这个次子他对以撒撒谎。
But who determined to make this way his mother?
但是是谁这么有决心让这个事情发生呢？是利百加。
So we ask if this is a bad thing or is a good thing.
我们有时候考虑这个到底是好事还是坏事。
But for my view, it's a good thing.
For 母亲来说这是好事。
Because actually the Isaac supposed to bless Jacob. That is the God. That was the God's will.
因为我们知道神的旨意是要让以撒赐福给次子。
God already revealed to the Rebecca and the Isaac from the when they were born already.Revealed to them.
神那时候就已经对利百加启示了。
But Isaac forget about this one.
但是以撒忘记了。
Because that was the God's will.
那其实是神的意思。
But Rebecca never forget this.
利百加一直没有忘记神的。
She knows the second son to be the first one.
她知道雅各这个次子会在神里面是长子。
She always remember the God's will.
她也记得神给她的。
So she doesn't want let that happen that Isaac blessed the Esau, but blessed Jacob.
所以他要确定那个父亲他是赐福给次子。
She never forget the God's will.
他一直都没有忘记神的意思。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 27.
我们来看一下二十七章，创世纪二十七章。
27 from verse 5.
从第五节开始。
And Rebecca was listening. 27 verse from 5.
从第五节。
Rebecca was listening while Isaac spoke to his son Esau. So when Esau went to the field to hunt for game to bring home, Rebecca said to her son Jacob, Behold, I heard your father speak to your brother Esau, saying, Bring me some game and prepare a savory dish for me, that I may eat and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death.Now, therefore, my son, listen to me as I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me two choice of kinds of the deer, and I may prepare them as a savory dish for your father, such he loved. So we can find out here in these verses.
所以从这第五节到第八节这里面，我们知道这个利百加听到了以撒。他要那个长子以扫去打猎，所以他就给雅各。
So, Rebecca overheard that her husband Isaac wants to bless the Esau.
所以利百加听到了他的先生以撒。
So Rebecca wants
要赐福给长子。
Rebecca wants to stop this way so that the, instead of the Esau, but let the Jacob to be blessed by his father.
所以利百加呢，他就是千方百计要赐子雅各。
But actually, Jacob was scared at that time.
那雅各那时候其实是很害怕的。
Because her mother said this one, but she knows. I mean, he knows he's not like Esau.
那他雅各其实很犹豫的，因为他知道他不是长子以扫。
This is what verse 11 now.
十一节里面讲。
The answer to his mother.
所以十一节雅各对他的回答。
Behold, as is my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man.
雅各对他母亲利百加说：“我哥哥以扫浑身是有毛的，我身上是光滑的。
So, ”Which means it didn't work.
表示说
it doesn't work, he says.
这浑水摸鱼应该不会成功。
But mom said, "Don't worry, I will prepare for everything, and with the skin of the goats and cover him and let him bring this into his father."
然后他母亲就说：“你不用担心，我会安排一切，照他身上穿着毛皮进去他父亲的。
”Yes, because the human point of it, this is lying.
那从我们人的智慧来讲，这就是欺骗。
But God's point of view, this is the way to fulfill the God's will.
但是以神的角度来说，利百加他只是符合神的旨意。
At that time, the Rebecca's first priority is let the God's will to be done through his son Jacob.
那在那个时候，利百加一心一意的决心就是说，要在那个雅各身上，符合神之前的安排之意。
This kind of commitment and true determination.
这样的决心就是有很大的毅力。
Jacob learned from his mother, his mother.
雅各从他母亲利百加身上学到。
Such kind of determination.
这样子的决心。
She willing to commit her life.
她愿意牺牲自己的性命。
We know later when Jacob was called by God and from after 20 years his life in the brother, his uncle's house, Laban.
他知道，最后我们很多年以后，雅各在那个拉班那边被神召回来。
He never hesitated, but he left.
他毫不犹豫就离开拉班。
Of course, he ran away from there.
他当然也是算逃跑的。
He knows that his uncle never let him leave, so he actually ran away.
他知道拉班绝对不会让他走，所以他其实是逃跑的。
Of course, this is not a good way.
那当然看起来也不是什么好的
事情。But yet, what God says to him is the priority in his life.
但是在他心里呢，神的话就是第一位。
And also, before he came in and before he crossed the Jabbok River.
那当他过河的时候
，He have to face the, you know, the Israelites and the 400 people coming close to him.
他还得要还得要面对很多来追他的。
So he's sending all his herd and his all the family, let them to cross the first.
所以他让他的家人跟他所有的羊群牛群都先过河。
He wants to deal with God. He wants to gain the blessing of God.
他想要得到神的祝福。
He doesn't want anybody help, but he wants to be alone there that night. He wrestled with the man of God.
那在那个晚上呢，他一个人在旷野的时候，他就跟天使。
We can see the his determination.
我们可以看出他的决心。
He wants to receive the blessing of God.
他想要得到神的赐福。
Sometimes a Christian life because we're too lean on it.
有时候我们的身为一个基督徒，
whether God,
有时候太被动。
Whether God bless me or not, it's up to you.
反正神要不要赐福给我是神的事
情。Once I find out the Rebecca's life.
但是我后来仔细观察了利百加的生活。
Once she determined this is the God's way, this is the blessing of beloved blessing.She holding and she take action.
那当利百加知道了神的旨意，他把这当成第一位，他采取行动，要做出符合神旨意的。
Jacob also the same way.
雅各也是一样的。
If there's a blessing of God, he wants to hold it.
如果有神的祝福，他一定要把握住。
So before he crossed the Jabbok River.
所以在他过河的时候。
He determined there to he offered God's blessing.
然后他就是非常决心要得到神的祝福。
There's a wrestle with the man of God.
那里有跟天使摔跤。
God is easy to knock him out.
其实天使是很容易把他给打倒。
But man of God wants to the his desires, so holding him to wrestle there whole night.
然后他们居然可以僵持了一整夜。
It's about the daybreak, then the man of God said, "I have to leave."
那天快亮的时候，天使说我得走了。
Unless you bless me, I cannot let you go.
那雅各说，除非你赐福给我，我不。
That's his desire.
这就是他的决心。
If we want to receive the blessing of God,
如果我们要得到神的祝福
，we need this kind of commitment.
我们需要这样的毅力。
This kind of desire.
这样的心愿。
Where does such kind of spirit came from?
所以这样的精神从哪儿来
？It came from the his mother.
这个精神是从他母亲利百加。
Of course, the Jacob is a great man.
当然，雅各是一个很伟大的人。
But behind who is there?
但是在他身后是谁
？His mother Rebecca.
他的母亲利百加。
Wonderful mother.
非常伟大的母亲。
He has many sisters here.
那我们有很多的姐妹在这。
Now all your sisters, the role is precious.
The Lord.
Or the role.
我们都说每一个角色都是很珍贵的。
Mother's job is very precious in the family.
母亲的角色在家庭里面是很珍贵的。
Because mother is that the husband's role, I mean the husband's supporting role at the same time role as to shaping our children.
那这个母亲不只是说是支持她的先生，还是帮助小孩成长的角色。
You are given character to serve your family.
你是把这个家庭的那个个性可以
Let your children to be molded like a Christ.
让你的小孩能够更如基督一般。
It's really up to your hands.
这就是母亲的力量。
We find out the Lord Jesus.
我们知道耶稣。
When he captured by the Roman soldier.
他被罗马军人捕。
After he prayed at the Mount Gethsemane.
他在那个。
He determined himself to be like a sacrificed lamb.
克西玛尼，他祷告说他宁愿当成是一个被牺牲的羔羊。
He willing to he himself to be like a lamb.
他要愿意自己变成如羔羊一般。
He carried the cross.
他背负着十字架。
And he walked on the Mount Gethsemane.
然后他到这什么山
？Willing, he willing to die on the cross.
他愿意在山上。
That was a great determination.
这是一个很大的毅力。
So the God's will be done.
所以这个神的旨意能够成全。
So hope that all the brothers and sisters.
希望所有的弟兄姐妹。
This is not only one, only the sister's role as a mother.
这不只是说姐妹来说的，我们的母亲的角色很重要。
This is also Christian's role.
这也就是基督徒的角色。
We can learn from the Jacob.
我们可以从雅各身上。
Where all these kind of great character came from.
那这所有的好的个性。
It came from the behind. There's a mother Rebecca.
是源自于他身后的母亲。
And we know that because this, the May is the one the month of family.
那我们知道五月就是母亲节的，还有家人的。
We all have a precious mother behind us.
我们都有在身后有伟大的母亲。
And also in our life because Christ is within us.
那因为基督在我们心中。
He continued to mold us as our life to be Christ.
那继续帮助磨练我们更
多。We always appreciate our parents.
我们应该要对我们的父母心存感激。
We always appreciate our mother's role.
尤其是母亲。
I hope all the brothers and sisters, especially the old sister here, hope you can be faithful to your role as a wife and also as a mother.
就在弟兄姐妹来讲，尤其是姐妹来说，希望我们能够都扮演好母亲、妻子的角色。
Not only your life, but the whole family, your children, to be blessed by God.
所以不只是你自己，还有你整个家庭都能够受到神的祝福。
God continue to guide us, give us strength and wisdom.
那希望神继续带领我们，给我们力量跟智慧。
Let's all pray in silence and finish up this first hour.
请大家低头默祷，结束今天第一个正道。
Amen.